So what do you do if you're 6, 7, 8 years old, it's Christmas Eve, and you just can't wait for Santa to show up with all those presents? Well, sometimes it can help to check in on him, make sure he's really on his way.
Well, we call a company, and then we see Santa Claus on the cell phone flying through the air with all his reindeer.
That's 8-year-old Ellie Radway from Northwest Oregon. The app her family uses isn't run by a company. It's the work of a military installation in Colorado Springs. 364 days a year, the American and Canadian service members there scan the skies of North America for threats. But it's what they watch for on Christmas Eve that people really know NORAD for. Major Cameron Hillier is serving there with the Royal Canadian Air Force.
As a matter of fact, there are some conversations I've had that people are surprised to find out that NORAD is an actual military organization.
According to NORAD's official history, it got into the Santa tracking business quite by accident. It started 65 years ago when Sears ran an ad in the Colorado Springs paper with a phone number for children to talk to Santa. But instead of getting the man in red, many ended up calling the operations center for NORAD's predecessor, the Continental Air Defense Command.
So as you can imagine, for anyone who was in the operations center that night in 1955, getting children's phone calls to discuss wish lists was not exactly top of mind. They were looking more for the Soviet bomber threat coming over the top and dropping gravity nuclear bombs.
Of course, lots of commanding officers would have just dashed all those children's hopes. But the colonel on duty that night didn't. Instead, he told his crew to reassure the children that Santa would be coming. These days, kids can follow Santa all sorts of ways. Online, through an app, they can even ask Alexa. But the phone number remains the heart of the operation. Usually, the base brings in more than 1,000 volunteers to help answer it.
As you can imagine, receiving calls from around the world, children, you know, looking for that Christmas experience, kind of finding where Santa is that day and when's he going to get to their house. A lot of memories are built up in each and every one of those phone calls.
But like other military bases, the one that houses NORAD has become a bubble during the pandemic, with off-base visitors strictly limited. So this year, there'll be a lot fewer people answering children's phone calls. And they'll all be base personnel and their families. Major Hillier is taking a shift, and I had to know, what do his kids think?
You know, my wife mentioned, like, yo, Dad's working with Santa this year, so he's going to track Santa, and they couldn't care less.
For kids who don't get through to a live person, a recording will let them know where Santa is. And that's very important for helping some families keep their traditions on track. In Minneapolis, the Augustans always check right before bedtime, as 11-year-old Kate explains.
We'll pull it up on the TV or up on the phones, and we'll see where Santa is, run and get our pajamas on, and we'll hop up in bed.
And while visions of sugar plums or Lego kits may be dancing in her head, the airmen and women of NORAD will still be at their posts on perhaps the military's most unusual self-appointed mission. I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.